thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
Yeah, welcome along to the potty. This is the podcast you have when you're not having a podcast.
Yeah, that's a strange thing to say.
Yeah, I think it is still a podcast.
No, but this is the podcast that you have when you're not having a podcast. So if you don't want the podcast over there, this is the podcast you have.
It's very confusing.
But isn't this still a podcast, though?
It's a podcast, but this is the podcast you have when you're not having the podcast.
I think in your mind it all makes sense, but it really doesn't.
It does make sense.
No, it doesn't.
If you are fed up with the podcast over there.
Who is over there? What are we talking about?
The other podcast. Oh. This is the podcast you have when you're not having that podcast.
But it's still a podcast, though, so you're having a podcast.
So this is like,
that's right.
It's like,
so this is the podcast you have.
So what
I'm saying is this is the only podcast to have.
If this was a vodka and you were normally a beer drinker, this would be the alcohol you're having when you're not having the other alcohol.
Correct, Amundo. Thank you for coming along on the ride.
Man, I feel like a drink after that.
And she's 20 weeks pregnant, so nothing is going through that mind of hers. Look. The only thing that we can hear right now is... And that's a fly, not something that she gets out of a top drawer.
No, the only thing I can hear in my head right now is... Taco Bell, who wants a nachos? Oh, some ice cream. Oh, is this peanut butter on toast brought to you by Taco Bell today? No, this is just what's going on in my head.
That's just what is.
All the different food I'm thinking about eating.
Yeah, exactly right. We've got a big day today. Big day. You haven't gone to get your makeup on. What's going on?
Well, time is of the essence.
Is this a makeup-less performance today?
No, makeup's got to go on.
I think it's a makeup-less performance because the whole thing we're doing today is based off the fact of what she's doing.
All right, just for those who are listening right now, it's a top secret thing that we're doing that you'll find out about very, very soon.
I have to put some sort of a face on.
Why, though? I think that's the whole point of it.
No, I've got to put some, at least are a the other bit people foundation involved? And some rouge.
You know the other people involved? Yes. Are they doing makeup?
Yep.
They are.
They've been sending me questions about what.
Really?
Sorry, you weren't talking about us.
You're
talking about other
people. Damo's bought his makeup kit.
I'm not surprised. Is that why
you've had a hat on
quietly
all morning? Did you get some highlights done or something yesterday that you
give
can surprise
look
us with?
The highlight
take
in your
off
hair.
Like
take
your
hat off.
You've worn a hat today for the first time ever. How come you've worn a hat?
I like to wear hats.
When you're going to stop when off. Did you cut your own hair?
Take his hat off.
You were talking about cutting your hair.
Take the hat off, Jade. Take his hat off.
Oops.
Take his hat off. He's in the corner. Take the hat off. Take your hat off, Damien.
Because you were talking about how you did your sideburns. Did you wreck your top? Did you wreck the top of your hair? Show us.
All right.
It's done nothing. Boring old bastard.
No, that's a bit of an anticlimax. I was hoping to see some.
Oh, no,
tips.
He's put Just for Men in there. You did too.
What's Just for Men?
Well, he was greyer yesterday. He's a little bit red today.
Oh, so did you dye your hair? Did you dye your hair?
I did not.
What did you do?
I put gel in my hair.
Bullshit.
And it darkens your hair. Everyone knows
that. You put gel in your hair and it darkens. So you dyed your hair. See, and you're giving me saying, am I going to put makeup on? Old mate over there is actually going.
Old mate put gel in his hair.
Oh, ma'am, Leith, and your son is trying to take salt out of his pepper hair.
It is a gel that actually has a colour in it. And
it's called hair dye. So I was thinking, because I said to you before, you've got a hat on today. Because I was thinking, the first time you wore a hat all day.
I'm sorry, but there is no proof to what you're actually insinuating.
There will be in this film clip we're doing today. Can't wait for it.
Looks good, though. That's nice. It's not like an obvious dye job.
It's amazing hair gel.
No, it's not like an obvious hair dye, but geez, we can tell that you've dyed your hair.
That is not true.
We know sometimes more mature men who are really great.
Oh, man.
Going, no, this is not you. But I'm saying
this is getting worse.
I'm saying in your defense, you know how like older men who are really grey and then they have a midlife crisis and they try and dye their hair brown but it ends up going orange like Elton John?
You can't do
that. Tony Williams, our old manager, he used to do it all the time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He still listens to this podcast.
Good morning, Tony.
Jed, you've been going to the doctor quite a bit recently.
It's my go-to place.
That's your hangout now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. every week. I'm going to the antenatal clinic today in Wollongong. Today, actually, I go there every week.
It's your equivalent of a nightclub right now, isn't it?
It is.
The pregnant person's nightclub.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. We all sit down and put our cankles up and read magazines.
They give you a glow stick and say, shake that around while I check your... Anyway.
They give you a urine stick. It's close.
Just what I was thinking about at this time of the morning. Jade peeing on a stick. Thank you, Damien. Thank you. Resume, my friend.
I will resume. Yesterday, I went to get a blood test. Now, this is a short while ago, myself and Straney, we went to the medical centre right here by the building, here in Warrawong. And I just decided, hey, I'm going to get my annual bloods. Just check it all out. You know?
So 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't get around to doing it.
Oh, so you went in there, but you didn't actually do the blood test. You just went, I'll be back for the blood test.
I'll be back. I just didn't.
Have you got, like, you got some issue? Do you think something's wrong?
No, not at all. No, no.
But just a checkup.
I like to do an annual checkup, and I haven't done it for a while. Cholesterol, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So how did you go?
Anyway, okay. It was a bit nerve-wracking. I'm not good with needles. Got the injection. That was all good. And then the lady who took it said, okay, stand on that scales. And I stood on the scales.
Mm.
All right. And
how you looking post-COVID?
3 kilos.
Down or up?
Up. 3 COVID kilos.
Oh.
I stepped away from it. And then she busied herself writing something down. So I wasn't convinced with this. I took my wallet out, took my phone out. I stood back up on it. And she turns around and she says, what are you doing? I said, I'm not convinced with that. She says, no, it's accurate. I was like, cut it out. So anyway, I'd gone up by 3 kilos. That's what it said.
Yeah, did the wallet make a difference?
Nah, the wallet was like about...
Didn't take your shoes off?
By 3 kilos.
I went home and I was saying it to Eileen. She says, it's muscle, you know. you put on three kilos of muscle. I wasn't convinced with that. So I was in the bathroom and we had a weighing scales in the house. And I was like, where are the 3 kilos? What's going on here? And I don't know if you notice, I wear these big shoes the whole time, these black shoes.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, all right. I took them off. 1 kilo. I put them onto the weighing scales. They were 1 kilo. I was like, yes, I'm now down to 2 kilos increase. It was at that moment, I felt my stomach rumble and I go, all right, here goes another kilo.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda.
Jade and Straney, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
He's got a lump in his throat. I've got a bit of coconut. It's stuck in my throat.
You guys are all eating things. You're very healthy people. I see you eating all the time. And like bananas and coconut.
I've got to do like the blimmin' gestational diabetes thing. So you have to eat like every 2 to 3 hours. Keep your blood sugars regular.
Fair enough. Do the right thing.
I'm kind of getting my head around that. You know, one thing I'm not getting my head around with this pregnancy is baby names.
Oh, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Damien, like, you've had 3 kids. Did you find it hard naming any of them or was it easy? You and Eileen just went, yep, we love it.
We did, done. You know what? Kiki was our youngest. That was probably the hardest one because we didn't know whether we were having a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
So we actually put it out to the boys. We said, okay, if...
Like your sons?
Yeah, we said, okay, what would you call the child?
Yeah.
And they came up with the name Kiki and we thought,
that's really cool.
Like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
I would, if I asked either of my two youngest, Lulu would want to call it Cupcake. Because that's her favourite thing in the world at the moment.
Nothing wrong with that. Cupcake. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow's got an apple.
I know, well, that's true. And I would want to call it a girl's name because she's still convinced that we're having a little girl and not a little boy. My husband and I, we cannot come up, see eye to eye when it comes to baby names.
What does Milko want?
Oh, he's got a whole heap of names. But he wants nothing that I want, basically. I'll throw out a name and he'll be like, nah. And he'll throw out a name and I'll be like, nah. But one of my girlfriends over the weekend says, you've got to try Baby Tinder.
Baby Tinder?
What the heck is Baby Tinder? Yeah, he's not even born.
What is Baby Tinder?
I'm not marrying him off to some other random baby through Tinder.
Yeah, it's too early.
I know. She's like, no, it's not to do with that. It's to do with baby names. So you download it and it's called Baby Name and it's Baby Tinder. If you look it up, it comes up under Baby Tinder. And then you go in there and you get a name and then you swipe left or right.
All right, so you and your husband, Milko, you both have it.
Yeah.
And then, okay.
So he's been doing it, but I've just opened it like, what's that? Oh, Klaus. There's some weird names there.
Did you say Klaus?
Klaus, yeah. Oh.
What about Maid Marian? I think Maid Marian's a good name.
Well, I think Klaus is a very good name. Why wouldn't you choose Klaus?
I got a match.
You got a match. All right, what'd you get?
I shouldn't. I had a match for Winston, but I said, oh, no, I don't like that.
Yes.
I swiped right on
Winston.
That. I went right.
No, I don't think
you
it's...
You did. You swiped the right way for your
no,
husband.
No, so right means I don't like it.
No,
left
no,
means I like it.
I think you've got it wrong. I think what you're actually doing... Have you done this to a few of them?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, I think what you're actually doing is the ones that you're rejecting, you're actually liking. So
what?
Your Winston is just matched up with his
no,
Winston.
No, does he...
It's set in stone.
Does he get a notification to say I like that?
Yes,
he does.
No, how do I delete the app? Does this have that thing like...
No, no, no.
Like the real Tinder where
yes,
you can pretend nothing, it didn't ever
no,
happen?
No, no, no. It's Winston with a Y.
No, it's not. delete app.
Next year, Winston will be coming into the world. I cannot...
George,
little
no.
Winston.
Yeah. I am closing the blinds on that one.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
Guys, I know that the other day the grand finals were on, both the AFL grand final, the NRL grand final. Lots of my mates now watch KO. Trevor Long has discovered that they're going to have a freemium package.
Oh, so free.
That's I don't know what a freemium package is.
I just heard free. Wow. That's what I'm hoping. It'll be free.
Trevor Long, what the hell is a freemium package?
Oh, Jade, always pay attention to the meum bit. Free in a way. So think about Netflix. A lot of people have used Netflix. You download the app and nothing works until you've logged in, right? You can't see anything. You can't even browse their catalogue, which is kind of strange if you think about it. KO's doing a little bit of the opposite. Next year, they've hinted that they're going to have this version of the app. You'll be able to download the app as normal. But if you haven't got a subscription, you'll be able to view content. So watch shows, maybe their documentaries, maybe their panel shows, maybe their highlights. And also, there will be, they've said, some live sports. So, for example, the supercars, if there's, say, 20 rounds of that, they might have 2 rounds or 3 rounds available for free. So in front of the paywall. So you won't need to pay to get access. Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's the point, right?
Yeah.
It's not everything. It's just a bit.
Yeah, so you watch a TV show, and just before the climax, you find out who kills them, and then it ends. It goes, please sign up to find out.
Yes. So, you watch two races, and then you're like, hang on a minute, this is awesome, because you realise that it's ad-free, it's wall-to-wall coverage.
Yeah.
It's very different to watching free-to-air. So I think a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to stream sport. It works better on my Channel 9 or whatever. And the thing is, it's actually very easy to do. It works really well. It's quite reliable. So I think this will introduce a lot of people to the concept of streaming sport. And I think if they've got 600,000 subscribers now, which is amazing, I think they'll crack the million in 2021.
Wow. Mm. This is a big tip.
21 sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey, now, Trevor, we've been chatting about something here at the station. The spam text messages that we're all getting. We're getting tons of these.
Oh, no. I just got one just then. It says, Jade, all inactive accounts will be terminated at 5 p.m. today to prevent forfeiture. Act now. And then it's got a link.
I've been getting ones from shops and big name shops that you might recognise, and you think, hang on a minute, I'm in the draw to win, or I've won. The thing is, I think some Nigerian prince has released his database of phone numbers. So over the years, they've been collecting all of our details, and frankly, phone numbers are random, so they could just be spamming random numbers, and they're just looking for that one in a million. So just like with email scams, you send a million, it costs nothing, and you only need two people to click and to start roping in a few bucks. So with a text message scam, using global kind of networks, it doesn't cost much to send 100,000 text messages and hope that two or three people click the button, and you're either going to get their password, you're going to get their credit card details, and hey presto, you've started scamming the heck out of people.
Wow. How can you stop it? Because like every number I get, when I get one, I go in and say block this number, but they just switch it. Can you stop it at all, or is it something we just have to put up with?
You can't. It's as tough as stopping email spam. Unfortunately, you just need to be wise to it. You need to think, hang on a minute, why would this company send me that? And if you get something from your bank, that's the critical one. Banks do not respond. Do not click on links in text messages that say they're from banks. Frankly, from anyone. You need to be vigilant. And if you do think it's real, then you go, okay, the bank has sent me this thing. I'm going to go to the bank's website and log in. And if there's something they need to tell you, it'll pop up when you log in. You know, they will find a way to contact you through a normal channel. Unfortunately, text message is the new Nigerian scam of email.
Yeah. It's annoying.
Well, Trevor, you're always the man who's at the forefront of it all. We appreciate your time, mate. And don't forget, for any details that you want, EFTM.com. Good on you, Trevor. We'll catch up soon.
Cheers, guys. See ya.
Wave FM's Jaden Strainey. Now with Damien Leith. Oh, hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
This morning we're talking about the best present you've ever got from your boss, Jade.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we Australia Post last week, $3,000 watches. A lot of people are going on strike today from Australia Post because they don't think it's fair that Miss Holgate, Miss Holgate got suspended.
And they're right.
They're trying to suck up to her because $3,000 present's a good one, we've discovered. I got some wine. It was out of date.
Well, I don't get why going on strike, but I get that having a good boss giving you a present like that is amazing.
Yeah, and you licked up to Wave FM. You said, hey, I got the ham.
Yeah,
I'm so happy about it. Yeah, all right.
We get nothing for Christmas this year, thanks COVID. What about you? You got the spaghetti or something?
It was casserole that was made by a boss when Eileen had just had Jarvis, her son, and I wasn't really into eating someone else's food.
You appreciate
at the time.
It. You appreciate it.
I don't blame you.
Hey, Angie, what's the best present you've ever gotten from a boss?
I got a Hawaiian guy in a hula skirt.
A what?
Oh. A Hawaiian guy in a hula skirt? Thank you very much.
Ooh.
What was his name?
Oh, I didn't name
Julio.
Him.
Did you marry him?
No, he's little and he's plastic and he's solar powered.
Just the sort of guy you want. And all of a sudden he's in the bedroom going, making all of her dreams come true.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking it, but you said it.
He said, of course he said it.
Marie, what's the best present you've received from a boss?
I was working for a sewing machine shop and I had a really good sales period and my boss sent out a waiter, a shirtless waiter with a bow tie and a tray of champagne and nibblies to have for the afternoon.
Nibblies?
God almighty, who's sending out dudes?
Wow. That is a great boss.
That's incredible. I can't believe the bosses are doing that.
What was it, your boss actually? Was he the one who was naked?
No, it was a long time ago, before we were so politically correct.
Imagine doing that now.
You can imagine all those sewing jobs afterwards. They would have been all zigzaggy and champagne stains all over them. Hello.
Yes, exactly. 4275196 5 is our number.
All right, Trisha Mangerton, what did you receive?
I actually got a week off from my boss to go visit my husband. There's a bit of a story attached to that.
Yeah.
You want to
go for it.
I was I was working in NARA for an optometrist, and Matthew was part of the aviation base there, and they were sent away for 6 months to the Middle East, the Iraqi war, and 3 months into that 6 months I got a phone call one night from the ship and kind of secret code kind of saying that they're going to go away for a week's rest, R&R, and would I like to meet him in that place where my sister went on our holidays. And I'm like, where the hell did my sister go on our holidays? And I couldn't say the name of the place, so I kind of gathered it was Dubai. So I had 36 hours to organize the trip. So I went into work the next day and I said, mentioned it to my boss, and he said, yep, absolutely, you've got to go, you've got to do it, life's too short, go for it. So I went uptown at lunchtime and booked my flight, and I think it was the best gift a boss could possibly give.
What a gift!
I love that. That is a beautiful gift. There you go. That is a boss that's looking out for you.
That
would have been better if you paid for the ticket.
Likes it. Exactly right.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.